This interview is brought to you by Transformational Mortgage Solutions. You can check out the full episode at lickinonlending.com.
How has digital marketing impacted the mortgage industry? Digital marketing is, we know it is, but from your perspective, right, how is it doing it?
There are many conversations that a mortgage company has to participate in to really capture their audience. And it's very similar, and it's probably the first time that you could actually cast the widest net, not the first time, but you're able to cast a very wide net to reach your consumer at this point. I think the numbers, like 73% of consumers look at a third-party resource before they make a buying decision. And so you have your bank rates and lending trees and Zillow's and even realtor.com's, and you have all these different variables that are important to have some sort of engagement or listing or some sort of commentary on somebody's platform. And so there's just a lot of options and listing reviews and online reputation. Online reputation has had a huge surge over the last 10 years. And understanding how to navigate that online reputation to make sure that you're, you know, kind of separating yourself from the market. And then on top of all of that, and Alice will be able to appreciate this, you have to do it compliantly. You have to somehow distinguish yourself. You have to somehow articulate, your company message and what you offer in a way that does not make the internal counsel or compliance officers that however you navigate or govern your compliance when it comes to advertising, you know, you have to figure out a way to, you know, creatively reach your audience. And it's a challenging endeavor, to say the least. And, you know, I got to do like these weekly, you know, meetings almost, you know, and you put up this campaign and you might be super pumped about it and nobody will approve it. Because there is just a couple tidbits of it that, you know, that are concerning. So, you know, that is the impact today that maybe the deficiency I see with digital marketing within the mortgage industry is it's gotten a little dull. It's getting a little hard to really.
You know who's at fault for that? All the compliance people. Everyone that's compliant. I'm teasing Alice.
I don't think it's Alice's fault. You know, I mean, I don't. I think that it's hard to understand what I'm able to say. But the other thing is that if I believe that pushing products and services is the way to reach my customer, then it's probably my fault, right?
I want to say a special thank you to our sponsors, Black Knight, Open Mortgage, Finastra, Rezex, the Warehouse Lending Division of United Bank, the MBA, the Lenders One, the Mortgage Collaborative, CMLA, as well as Velma, Knowledge Coop, which is a great training platform, Vidyard, and AI Assist. Thanks for listening, everybody. Appreciate you being here. Have a great week, and be sure to come back next week.
You've been listening to Lickin' on Lending, a weekly mortgage market update with your host, David Lickin of Transformational Mortgage Solutions. Join us next week, and thanks for listening.